A little nostalgia at Everbank Field on Alumni Weekend. Jimmy Smith and Tom Coughlin connecting in person for the first time since 2003. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. And the Jaguars make the fans remember the winning days here at Everbank with a big come-from-behind win over the Giants, 25-24. But it didn't feel like it. It felt like the recent past at halftime as the Jaguars trailed 21-3. But in the second half, the defense flipped the switch. They came out, scored twice, sacked Eli Manning four times, forced three fumbles. They were all over the place in a completely different unit than we saw in the first half. And that's really the reason why the Jaguars won.
To see them come back, and we said, hey, we got to write our own story. We're in control of this thing now, and we're going to start in chapter three in the second half. And so let's go do it. And, you know, I just think that the will of the team, I'm more excited for them, I guess.
You know, we've been working it all week. We come out, we got punched in the mouth, and we had to show that we had to get up. You know, our message to our D-line was that we can't worry about no other group. You know, we have to take it upon us. We are the veteran group. We got to continue to lead and continue to motivate. And I think we went out and did that. So the tale of the two halves was just us coming out, recognizing what we had done and what we needed to do.
We don't sit up. We don't come out every week and try to bash each other. You know, we play as a team. And today was a prime example of us fighting together the whole game. You know, sometimes the offense may not be able to score a touchdown. It may take the defense to spark the offense. And it may take the offense to spark the defense. So today we use this as a spark plug.
Still, the Jaguars trailed 24-22 with 3:26 left to play, and Blake Bortles took the ball at his own 20-yard line. 11 plays later, the Jaguars were lining up for the go-ahead field goal. It was a game-winning, come-from-behind drive when the Jaguars needed it most, something they hadn't delivered so far this season.
An unbelievable way to finish. We talk about it all the time, but to go out there and actually execute it and you know, put ourselves in a position to kick a field goal and win the game, you know, it's huge. It was, you know, it's awesome to be a part of this team and, you know, how much fight they have. You know, miss some stuff. I miss some throws. We weren't sharp in situations, and we were sharp when we needed to be, which was good.
You know, and one thing that Coach Gus, you know, said when we came back in here is we got another half. You know, first half didn't go the way we wanted. We wasn't really playing like ourselves, you know, both sides of the ball. And our main focus in the second half was to come out and playing like, you know, Jacksonville, like the Jags usually play.
A couple of game notes to share with you for the Jaguars. They came from behind down 21 points. It's the largest come-from-behind win in franchise history. Blake Bortles, his first game as an NFL starter without throwing an interception, and he threw a touchdown pass to Marquise Lee. That's the first in his NFL career. The Jaguars had four sacks and forced three fumbles a week after five sacks and forcing six fumbles in Indianapolis. This time, though, they come away with the win. And one injury note for you, that is that Austin Pazder left the game with a hamstring in the second half. The Jaguars come from behind to beat the New York Giants 25-24 on Alumni Weekend and get their second win of the season. With your rapid recap for Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.